Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sierwinski. On today's program, I am privileged to be joined by Carol Cavanaugh. She is the founder of the Perry International Women's Day coffee event, and that's coming up here soon. So, Carol, thank you so much for joining me today.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thank you for having me.
So, first of all, let's get down to the basics. What is International Women's Day, and how did it get started?
Well, there's a long history on that, actually, and it started, believe it or not, in USA back in, I think, 1909, with women in the garment district in New York protesting their work conditions. A year later, in Copenhagen, Denmark, there was a conference of women there, and they recognized that maybe we should have one day that would be called Women's Day. And it just kind of sprouted from that and went across Europe, took quite a while. In Russia, the Russian women were very adamant about being able to vote and also ending the First World War. So they took to the streets and protested. And so they actually pushed it along quite a bit. In 1975, finally, the United Nations recognized that March 8th would be the day that we celebrate International Women's Day. Not so much celebrated maybe in USA, and I had not heard of International Women's Day until I lived in Atyrau, Kazakhstan for 8 years. And the women in Kazakhstan, the Kazakhstani women, introduced me to International Women's Day.
All right. So like you said, it isn't exactly mainstream in the United States at this time, and you learned about it overseas. So you brought it back here to Perry, essentially. And tell me about how that got started.
Well, that would have been 2016, and that was our presidential election that year. And Dirk and I, my husband and I, had always voted absentee ballot, so it was the first year we were going to be back in USA to actually vote. And as you know, and everybody knows, we had a woman that was nominated to be president. I have to admit, and whether you like her or not, just the fact that there was a woman in this position, I think there were a lot of women like me that maybe a little girl inside of us was jumping up and down and made it kind of exciting. So I decided to attend the Women's March in Washington, D.C. that following January, not really knowing what to expect. I met a couple of my friends that I'd met in Kazakhstan. When I got there, you know, you can't believe the crowd. It was very, very crowded. And a lot of people that looked just like me and felt just like me. And I don't even know why I really went, other than I just felt I needed a connection to other women at this time. And it worked. I mean, it was very powerful, and I'm so glad I went. There were 500,000 people maybe, and I got lost in the crowd, but I never felt, you know, I wasn't afraid because I was, you know, with people just like me. So that was in January. And then in March, when International Women's Day came around, I just decided, you know, maybe I'll see if some women in Perry would be interested in celebrating with me. So I had a coffee in my home, and I was really surprised and happy the number of people that showed up. And International Women's Day is a joyous occasion. It's not necessarily a political platform. It's a joyous occasion that we recognize the contributions and achievements that women throughout history, you know, whether it be cultural, social, political, economical, what they have done for the world. And it's all countries in the world.
For sure. So tell me more about this year's event.
Okay. Well, last year we did it at La Poste, the beautiful La Poste building, and we had probably about 80 people, 75 to 80 people, some men also. We had some speakers. And so this year we're going to do it again at La Poste. It is on the 9th of March on a Saturday because, you know, a lot of people work. And we have 7 speakers lined up. And again, it's a celebration. There are about 10 women helping me, Perry women that are helping organize, and we'll have coffee, tea, open to the public. There's a couple drawings for some art that was made here in Perry. And hopefully it's just a time to connect and share our ideas and comments and hopes for the future.
For sure. Now, that's a pretty short turnaround to become such a big event, you know, going from your living room to essentially filling La Poste, which is a pretty big venue. How does that make you feel to know that the interest was there in this community to get something like this out there?
Oh gosh, it makes me feel good. And more than anything, I hope to get young women involved too, because, they're our future. And there's a lot of diversity now in Iowa. Where I grew up here, there wasn't so much diversity. So it's just great to bring all the women together in Perry, and it makes me feel great. I'm thrilled that women are passionate, and some of the men are very passionate about it too. So that's good.
For sure. Now, talk about some of the speakers that are coming for this. Anyone in particular that people should pay special attention
All of them.
to?
Seriously, they're diverse speakers, very different, and that's kind of what I like to have, someone can relate to everybody. So I have a high school girl and I'm really excited about her. Her name is Marlene and she went through an IJEG program at the high school and I think she got first in public speaking and she went to Washington, D.C. And when I called her and met with her, she's really excited about it. And she's going to talk about everyday women. We've got a really good lineup. Mindy Mae Farmer, I don't know if people know Mindy. She's not born and raised in Iowa. Her husband is an immigration attorney here in Perry, and she's a very interesting woman to sit down and talk to, and she has some great ideas. Her topic of speech is how to tackle my what ifs. And all the speakers, I believe, are going to be interesting to listen to. We have seven total. We also have an artist that's going to share about 5 minutes talking about her art. She's from Des Moines. Lindsay, who works for the Chamber of Commerce, is going to be one of our guest speakers. I'm really excited about that. She's going to share a little bit about how Vision for Women in Perry has really helped the community and the hard work that they do. A friend of mine, Teresa Burns, she actually works with horses, but her topic is horses helping humanity. And if we think about it, in the history, men generally were the ones that took care of horses, but in present day, more women own horses today than men. She's a very interesting woman to talk to. Amy Carlson, I've met with her and she's got a real interesting story, very motivational. Blessings with Abundance is her topic. Becky Greenwald is also a speaker and she is a head of PEO Sisterhood here in Perry. That's how I met Becky. And she also works for the Chamber in Des Moines. And her topic is PEO projects for women with a special focus on international peace scholarships. And that's really exciting. Last speaker is Kelly Moore. And Kelly Moore is a nurse in Perry. And from what I understand, she has worked in lots of different areas of nursing. And just recently, she volunteered and went to Haiti. And she's got a really good story about the women in Haiti and what they're doing down there. So I'm thrilled about all the speakers.
Yeah, I can tell. All right, one last thing that I wanted to ask you about today is why do you feel like having an event like this, bringing a focus on International Women's Day and the accomplishments of women, why do you feel like that's an important thing to do in this day and age?
Well, every year, International Women's Day has a different theme. Last year, I believe, was Press for Progress. And this year, the theme is Balance for Better. As that old saying goes, we've come a long way. There's still a lot further to go. So, Balance for Better, we're just asking for equality in the jobs and just in life general. If we're qualified, women may not be as physically strong, but if they're capable and qualified, there's no reason that we shouldn't be paid the same amount that men are being paid. And just equality is probably what I want to get out most is about International Women's Day, is it is a celebration of how far we have come and the women that have contributed to society. And yeah, so that's kind of what we're looking at.
All right. Now, is there any cost to attend the coffee?
No, it's open to the public. Starts at 10 o'clock. It'll go till about noon. We have pastries, a couple drawings. We'll get a chance to talk with each other while we're there. At the end, we'll talk a little bit about if anybody has ideas for next year, what we'd like to do. So, yeah.
All right. Well, Carol Kavanaugh about International Women's Day. Anything else that you would like to let our listeners know about today?
Oh, gee, just come out and, connect and celebrate.
For sure. Well, thank you so much for joining me. I appreciate it very much.
Oh, you're very welcome.
That's been today's Perry Fairway. Let's Talk Dallas County program with Carol Kavanaugh. I'm Dallas County News Director Joe Sirwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.